We mentioned last time that there are four basic kinds of tarovis issa v'hetter. We can have a tarovis of yavish v'yavish min b'mina. For this tarovis, we assume in our Torah it's batal b'rov, the issa is batal b'rov. And according to rov rishonim, even midrabanan, there's no need for shishim. There's a Rambam and a Ravid that may hold midrabanan need shishim, but most assume in our Torah midrabanan yavish v'yavish min b'mina, there's no need for shishim, it's batal b'rov. Then we have a second kind of tarovis, lach b'lach, min b'she'eno mino, where the two items are not the same type, and it's also lach b'lach, there's a transfusion of liquid from one to the other. So there, everyone agrees that you need shishim. The question is that a dindaraisa, or is that only a dindarabonim? Do we assume tam ke'ikah daraisa, or do we assume tam ke'ikah dirabonim? Machlokas Rashi and the Baal Tosfos, as we described. If tam ke'ikah daraisa, so then you need shishim in Torah, and if it's only midrabonim, so then you need shishim midrabonim. Then we have two other kinds of tarovis. We have lach b'lach min b'mino, and we have yavish b'yavish min b'she'eno mino. Lach b'lach min b'mino is machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether min haTorah it's batal b'rov or it's b'mashehu, there's no bittul at all. We paskin like the Chachamim that min haTorah min b'mino lach b'lach is batal b'rov, against Shitas Rashi, as we mentioned. But here in Lach B'Lach Min B'Mino, everyone holds Midrabanan, you need Shishim. Even if you'll say like the Chachamim in Atar, it's Batal Barov, Midrabanan, you do need Shishim. Why? Gzeira Otu Min B'Shein Omino, Lach B'Lach Min B'Shein Omino. And similarly, the Ramah in Simen Kuftes, in Sif Aleph, writes that Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Omino, Midrabanan will require Shishim. The Shach says most claim it's only a Chumr Midrabanan. There are some Shitas that hold that this is a Din D'Oraisa, maybe we'll get back to that next time. Most claim that Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Amino Midrabanan requires Shishim, and Atorah it's Batal B'Rov, just like Min B'Mino. Why do you need Shishim? Again, it's a Gzeira Otu Lach B'Lach Min B'Shein Amino. Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Amino is a Gzeira Lach B'Lach Min B'Shein Amino. So those are the two extra Chumras. Lach B'Lach Min B'Mino, you need Shishim Midrabanan as a Gzeira Otu Lach B'Lach Min B'Shein Amino, and Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Amino, you need Shishim midrabanan, atulach balach min b'shein amino. Those are the four different basic cases. That's the box. We said in Afkemina as to whether you need shishim min atarah midrabanan is nishbach. Let's say there's a suffix. We know speker derais lechum and speker derabanan lekula. So if you need shishim midrabanan, then you can be mekel in the case of nishbach. But if you need it min atarah, then you can't be mekel in the case of nishbach. And that's really the difference. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Sadiches and Beis is talking about. He says that if you have a tarovus of lach b'lach min b'shein omino v'nishbach, so then since we pass in tam ke'ikah d'oraisa, that's how the Shach and Sifkot Vav explains the Shulchan Aruch. So if it's nishbach, you should have to be machmir. But that's only by lach b'lach min b'shein omino. But lach b'lach min b'mino, since the chumrah to need shishim is only midrabanan, so therefore if it's nishbach, it could be mekel. The suffix allows us to go l'kula. Rabbi Shechter in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon on page Kuf Samach Beis, Ha'orah 6, quotes a very interesting case, Lemaisa, about this issue of Nishbach. The Chaim was involved in an interesting story that related to a chasana. They were preparing food for a chasana, and he paskind in a very interesting way regarding this halach of Nishbach. What should emerge from the Shulchan Aruch is that, let's say you have Besar Treifa. Besar Treifa, Treifa meat. You know it's not just Nevela, it's Treifa. Besar Treifa is not exactly the same as Besar Nevela. Besar Nevela means that the animal wasn't treif from beforehand, you'd shechted it, and then you check the animal, and you see that the shechita was not done properly. That's a Nevela. Treifa means that you check the insides, and you found that there was a treifa. One of the treifas is found in that animal. So at first glance, there should be no difference whether the basar is Besar Nevela or Besar Treifa. If you find that a non-kosher piece of meat got mixed up with kosher meat, that's a tarovas of min b'mino. So you would say that if it's nishbach, even if it were lach b'lach, if you cook them together, if it's nishbach, since the reason why you need shishim in that case is only midrabanan, so if there's a suffix, if you had shishim, it could be mekel by nishbach. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. If you have a suffix by min b'shein amino lach b'lach, it's a speck of the rice, you should be machmer, but by min b'mino, it's only a chumr d'rabanan anyway, so if you have a suffix, you could be mekel. The case was as follows. There was a chasana that they were holding in one of the towns in Europe, and the minhag used to be that they didn't have a fancy catering establishment. Everyone used to prepare a little bit of the meat for the chasana, for the suda. So different balabatim from the community were preparing meat in their own homes, and everyone, I guess, trusted each other. They knew that they observed kashrus. And it turns out that in one of the homes, they were looking into it later, that one of the maids in a home that was preparing meat for the chasana had thrown a piece of trefa meat, meaning what used to happen is if they checked the animal after the shechita and they found that the animal was a trefa, so they would take a piece of meat from the butcher, they'd buy a little meat from the butcher, and they'd give it to the cats. You know, they needed some kind of animals. They needed cats, you know, to kill the mice, to eat the mice, and they needed whatever. Right? So they needed cats in the home. So they would throw it to the cat, but they'd eat a little bit of Basar Trefa. So it turns out in that situation, the maid had thrown this piece of Basar Trefa that the family had bought from the butcher to throw to the cat. The maid threw it into the kedera, into the pot that was cooking the meat for the chasana. And then somehow, the way that the story is described, they couldn't exactly figure out if they had shishim in the pot or not. So, you know, all the rabbanim got around on the chasana to figure out if they could eat the suda. They had the chasana, there was no problem with that. The question is, could they eat the suda? Maybe they should make new food or whatever. Reb Chaim said that even though it would seem as though min b'mino, if you have a suffix shishim, you should be able to be maker, and you would think that basar b'basar is min b'mino, you have basar shreifa with basar shchuta, says suffix about a tarovis of min b'mino, he paskin no. He said this is a case where we have to be machmir. If you have a suffix shishim, you have to be machmir because this is a sveka deraisa. Well, what's the sveka deraisa? It's min b'mino. It's besar trefa with besar shchuta. Reb Chaim said that even though it is besar trefa with besar shchuta, but any basar that's a trefa never had malicha. Meaning any basar, if they found out that it was a trefa, they obviously would not be malach. That basar, they wouldn't salt the meat. So that meat also has an isser dam associated with it. So even though the issa besar trefa, you could be mekel in a suffix shishim because that is only min b'mino, but dam with basar is clearly min b'she'eno mino. So he felt, since there was dam in this besar trefa, and there's a suffix shishim over here, you should have to be machmir in the suffix shishim in the case of nishma, because we don't know if you have shishim, and you need shishim in a Torah, because this is a tarovus of lach v'lach min b'she'eno mino, dam with basar shchuta. So therefore, he felt that you have to be machmir, that you can't eat the meat. Aye, but dam shebishlo is only the rabbanon. They asked him, isn't dam shebishlo the rabbanon? The Chaim said, yes, dam shebishlo is only the rabbanon, but that's only if it comes from besar shchuta. If it comes from kosher meat, if the dam is in kosher meat, so then the dam is kosher. But since this dam came from besar trefa, it's yotze min ha'asar, and yotze min ha'asar is an issa daraisa. So therefore, you have to be machmir. This is dam that's yotze min ha'asar. Not only does it have an issa dam associated with it, the issa dam, since it's nisbashel, is only derabanan, but this dam has a din trefa on it also. So because this dam, it's fei dinim in the dam. This is a real Reb Chaim, right? The dam is also mitzad dam. So out that, there's no real problem because it's only dam shebishlo. So vaiti you could be mekel. But it also has a din trefa associated with it. The din trefa is an issa deraisa of yotze min ha'asar. So for that din trefa, you can't be mekel. This is a tarovus of min b'she'eino mino. So therefore, in nishbach, in the case of suffix shishim, you should have to be machmir. The Beshechta just points out that the Prima Godin, in his Hanhogas Isser Veheter, his guidebook, if you will, to the Rav, to the Paskening Rav, he says exactly the same thing. He says that if the Basar is beside Trefa and it wasn't Nimlach, it wasn't salted, so then there is an Issa Dam in there, and the Issa Dam is an Isser Yotze Mina Asar, it's an Issa Daraisa, so by Safek Nishbach, by Safek Shishim, a case of Nishbach, you should have to be Machmir. Very interesting halacha lemaisa case. You would never imagine this psak. But that's Reb Chaim. He knew how to learn Yerodeh well. And he knew not only what the Shulchan Aruch says, but he knew other things from behind the scenes between the lines of the Shulchan Aruch. So he was able to figure out that even though from the Shulchan Aruch you get the impression that if it's min b'mino by nishbach you could be mekel, it depends. It depends if you're really talking about an issa d'rabbanan, or maybe if you're talking about an issa d'raisa, maybe there's room to be mekel. There's room to be machmir. Interesting case. So, we mentioned, yes?
You can eat from any of the meat there, or just you knew which pot had the trefa?
I guess the pot that you knew that this piece of meat was in. I mean,
it was like something that got mixed around. Like,
yeah, it wasn't clear. I reread the story this morning just to figure out exactly if I got it straight. It's not so clear whether they later mixed that meat with other meat. I mean, how much meat? They had to have a lot of meat in that pot for there not to be shishim in the pot, because the piece of besar trefa, how small could that piece have been? It has to be that you didn't know if you had 60 times the heter connected that little piece. So I'm not sure what the metzias is, but whatever the metzias was, apparently there was a Suffolk Shishim there. Okay? So I'm not exactly sure what the facts were, but there was a Suffolk Shishim. We mentioned that the Rishonim of the debate whether Tam Ki Iker Daraisa or not. Even within the Shitas, the Tam Ki Iker Daraisa, we have to look further. Are there any limitations to this halacha? When do we say the Tam Ki Iker Daraisa? What are the tenoim? What are the preconditions, the circumstances under which we'll say Tam Ki Iker Daraisa? And when perhaps will we not say Tam Ki Iker Daraisa even according to those Shitas? And what does Tam Ki Iker mean b'chlal? What does the phrase mean? What does it mean that we say the Tam is awesome? These are some of the issues that we have to address today. So let's go back to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the Samach Zayin and Al quotes Rabbi Yochanan's famous statement: "Taimo mamasho lokin alav v'hainu kezayis bechtei achilas pras. Taimo v'lo mamasho ein lokin alav." That's the famous statement Rabbi Yochanan made. Let's examine this statement. Let's figure out all the different shitas in this statement. So last time we mentioned Rashi. Rashi says that taimo mamasho means if the iser is be'en. That's the only time that lokin alav, that's the only time that you have an iser deraisa according to Rashi. But taim of aloma mashal includes not only a case where you only have pleitas tam, you only have taste, but even if nimcha gufa iser, even if the gufa iser is dissolved in the heter, Rashi says it's also taim of aloma mashal, and that's only the rabbanan. Taim of aloma mashal ein lokin alav doesn't mean it's a deraisa, it means it's mid rabbanan, that's why there's no malchus. That's Rashi's shita. The Russian chulin on in Perek Zion, Simon Lamed Aleph quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, who assumes that Tam Ki Iker Daraisa. And he goes further. Rabbeinu Tam says, what does it mean, Tam Ki Iker Daraisa? Loshon the Rosh is, the Kevish Nasan Ho Issa Tam Beheter, Nefach Kulo Lios Issa, Velokan Alav Bekizayas, Ki Ilu Habakulo Issa. Rabbeinu Tam learns that Tam Ki Iker Daraisa means that Nefach HaHeter Lios Issa. Just like we had a phrase, the Rosh says that a tarovus of Yavish v'Yavish min b'mino, the Isser is nefach lios heter, this is the flip side. Rabbi Natam says that in Tam Ki Iker, the heter is nefach lios isser. He says that if the heter is nefach lios isser, then even if you eat a kezayis from the tarovus, you don't have a kezayis of isser. You eat a kezayis from the tarovus, you'll get malchus as if you ate a kezayis of the isser. Because you are eating a kezayis of the isser. The heter is nefach lios isser, so you're eating a kezayis of the isser. That's his tremendous chidush. Rabbeinu Tam is very distressed. So what does Rabbi Yochanan tell us? How can you say that time of Loma Mosho ain't lokin alav, that if you only have Tam, there's no Malkus? But don't we say that the Heter is Nefach Lios Issa based on Tam Ki Iker Daraisa? So the Rabbeinu Tam was forced to say Rabbi Yochanan must be talking about a case of Min B'mino. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about a case of Min B'sheino Mino, he's only talking about a case of Min B'mino. And this is how it breaks down. If it's time of Loma Mosho, that means what? Taimo mamosho means if the iser is be'en and yamaka the iser. The same as Rashi, basically. Right? If the iser is be'en and yamaka the iser, of course, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get malchus. That's an iser deraisa, and you're going to get malchus if you eat a kezayis b'chleach les pras. That's taka what the Gemara says. V'zehu kezayis b'chleach les pras. If the iser is omei v'nika be'en, so obviously minatar it's not bato, so you get malchus if you eat the iser. Min b'mino. What does taimo v'lo mamosho mean? Rabbi Natam learns taimo v'lo mamasho either means that you only have tam, the pleitas have tam, or even if you have gufa issa, but the issa is not nikr. If the issa is not nikr, so then it's batal min haTorah v'rov. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said that ain lokin alav. You're not going to get malchus because min haTorah it's batal. But Rabbi Yochanan is talking exclusively about min b'mino. He's not talking about min b'sheino mino. Rabbi Natam holds if it will be min b'sheino mino, forget about it. Once you have tam, even if it's only pleitas tam, the gufa iser is not dissolved at all, it doesn't matter. Even if you only have taste, nefach heter lios iser, and even if you only eat a kezayis of the tarovis, you'll get malchus for that. It's interesting to note, by the way, that Rashi and Psochim really understands tam ki iker in a similar fashion. Even Rashi and Psochim assumes that based on tam ki iker, the heter is nefach lios iser. Rashi and Dafen Dalet and Mevez and Dirmat Chalchayev writes, Disavid Kule Issa. According to Rabbi Akiva, again, there was a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether there's a concept of Tam Ki Iker or not, and what the Mokar is. So at the stage in the Gemara, at the very beginning of that daf, and that Mandalan on the Bays, where the Gemara assumes Rabbi Akiva will learn from Mishras, the Tam Ki Iker Daraisa, Rashi says, Disavid Kule Issa, that the whole thing becomes Issa. So it's fascinating. Rabbi Natam and Rashi both seem to learn Tam Ki Iker in the same way. They just don't pasken the same. Rashi happens to pasken the Tam Ki Iker the Rabbanan, But within Rabbi Akiva's Shita, the Tamkei Ikar Daraisa, Rashi seems to learn the same as Rabbi Natan, that the heter is talking about Nepach Miosis completely. Quite interesting, Rashi. We'll get back to that point a little bit later. That's Rabbi Natan's Shita. But then the Rashi quotes Rabbi Nachayim Cohen. Rabbi Nachayim Cohen also learns the Tamkei Ikar Daraisa, but he explains differently. He says Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Tarovis of Min B'She'en Omina. Now how could that be? Tamkei Ikar Daraisa, and nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Min B'She'en Omina. Yes. Rabbi Nachayim Cohen explains that the only time that you'll have the rule of Tamkei Ikar Daraisa, the only time we'll pass in the Tamkei Ikar Daraisa, and you'll get Malkus for it, is if you have Kezayas Issa B'Chadei Achilas Pras. If you have Kezayas Issa B'Chadei Achilas Pras, so then Tamkei Ikar Daraisa, and you're going to get Malkus. If you have Kezayas Isser, Shelo B'Chdei Achilas Pras, not in Kedei Achilas Pras, which according to some Shittas is three Beits, and according to other Shittas it's four Beits, and Machlokas Rambam and other Rishonim. But Rabbi Nachayim Cohen says that if you don't have Kezayas Isser B'Chdei Achilas Pras, it's still Osir Min HaTorah, it's still Daraisa, but you're not going to get Malkus for that. That which Rabbi Yochanan said, that Taima Mamasho, Lokan Allah Vizel Kezayas B'Chdei Achilas Pras, Rabbi Nachayim Cohen interprets to mean, even if it's a Tarovah Subim B'Shen Amino, that's if you have a Kezayas Issa B'Chdei Achilas Pras, then you'll get Malkus for Tamkei Ikar. But time of Lama Masha means if you don't have Kezayas B'Chdei Achilas Pras, then you won't get Malkus for Tamkei Ikar, but it's still in Issa Daraisa. Rabbi Nachayim Cohen goes further. He says, if you have Kezayas B'Chdei Achilas Pras, then Taka, even if you don't eat the full pras, even if you don't eat a kezayis of iser, you'll still get malchus, just like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen admits that the heter is nefach lios iser, but he adds this interesting tonight. He says that you have to have a kezayis iser b'chdei achilas pras in order to get malchus. What does that mean? Why should you need the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras if he admits that the heter is nefach lios iser? So once you have tam, that should be enough to tell me that you have to get malchus. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen apparently is assuming that Kezayis B'Chdei Achilas Pras is not just a shear in the Maisa Achilas Issa. It's not just a shear in terms of eating Isser to tell me that you have to eat within a certain shear in order to get Malkus. No. It's a shear in the Chalos Din Tam Ki Iker. The Din of Tam Ki Iker is not going to be Chal unless you have a certain ratio in this Tarovus, which according to the Rambam, let's say, if he says that a Pras is Gimel Basin, that means that that you have to have 1 to 6, a ratio of 1 to 6. Because a kezayis is half a beitza, so if a pras is gimel beitza, it turns out that one kezayis, the tochel achilas pras, is 1 out of 6. That's what you need in order to have the din of tamkei ikar bichal. The din the rice of tamkei ikar that you're going to get malchus through. So Rabbi Nachayim Cohen says, look, even if you don't have kezayis with achilas pras, as long as you don't have shishim, it's still an issa deraisa. It's just that you're not going to get malchus because the din of tamkei ikar is not going to be chal. But if you have this ratio of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, that means that you have 1 to 6, not more than that, right? No, it's not right. Kezayis b'chdei achilas more than that. Let's say one to seven or 1 to 8 or 1 to 10, right? If your ratio is only 1 to 6, it's a much tighter ratio. So then the din of tamkei ikar is going to be chal, and then you'll be loka on that kezayis, but not if you eat a kezayis of the, not if you eat the whole process. There's no need to eat a kezayis of Isser. Even if you only eat a kezayis of the tarobis, you'll still get malchus because the din of tam keker is going to be chal. There's a halacha that you need the ratio of kezayis of the achilas pras for the din of tam keker to be chal. Once the din of tam keker is chal, then you can get malchus for a kezayis of the tarobis because the heter is nefach lios Isser. Yes?
I can't say it's not chal for it. Without the ratio, it's still chal because it's still Isser deraisa.
But the din of tamkei ikar vis-a-vis malchus, right? For this din of malchus, that tamkei ikar tells me that it's like gufa issa, just like you get malchus for eating gufa issa, you get malchus for eating a tarovus that has tamo issa. That special halacha will only apply if you have the ratio, but it's still an issa deraisa as long as you have tamo issa in the tarovus. Yes, Moshe. When it's pachos mikizayis or pachos mikedachias pras, what are you saying? Chatzishir, you mean? Why is it not Tully in Chatzi Shir? You're saying, again, the din of Tamkei Ikar Daraisa that you get Malkus, that's a special halacha. Chatzi Shir might be Asa, but there's no Malkus for Chatzi Shir.
But if you say it's Asa Daraisa, that's only on the side that Chatzi Shir, even without exactly the Chatzi Shir, it's only on the side that it's only on the side.
We're going to have to get back to that later. But the truth is, the Issa Chatzi Shirim might only apply if the Chatzi Shir is actually the M, if it's separate. But if it's the Tarovas, there are many Rishonim that assume that the Issa Chatzi Shir doesn't apply. So you still need the Chiddush of Tam Ke'ika to tell me that if I have Tam in the Tarovas, it'll still be awesome in a Torah, even though you're not going to get Malkus for it. Okay. The Rush points out that according to both Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Chaim Cohen, since we assume that based on Tam Keker Deraisa, the Heter is Nefach Lios Yisrael, there's an Afkamina Lamaisa, not only vis-a-vis how much of the Tarovas you have to eat to get Malkus, namely that it's enough to eat a Kezais of the Tarovas, you have to eat the Kezais of Yisrael, the Afkamina Lakula as well. Afkamina Lakula as well. Let's say you have an Isas Orez. Let's say you have a dough made out of rice, and you have a tam of chita, a tam of wheat in that isas oriz. Can you be yotzi a chiv of matzah on the Seder night with that isa? Rabbi Natan says, absolutely, definitely you can. In fact, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you can be yotzi with that isa. The question is why. So Rabbi Natan says, tam keker daraisa. What's the question? Since the heter is nefach lios iser, if I have a tam of chita in the isas oriz, it's as if I have an isas chita here. So even though oriz is not one of the chameshes miyadav, and rice is not one of the five grains that you can be yotzi a chiv of matzah with, but I have wheat here. Where's the wheat? It's only a tam of wheat. No, but Heta Nefach Lios Issa tells me that we treat it as though the entire Issa, the entire dough, is made out of wheat. So if the entire dough is made out of wheat, I have a matzah schita. I can be yotze my chiv of matzah on the Leil HaSeder with this Issa. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam claimed. And the Rush writes this as well, the Rush both in Chulin there, and Siman Lamed Aleph, as well as at the end of Hilchas Chala, the last Rush in Hilchas Chala. In Siman Tezvav, the Rush claims that if Tam Ke'ika Deraisa and Heta Nefach Lios Issa, it's a Dava Pasha that you should be able to be Yotze with this Matzah, and that's exactly the Pshat in that particular Mishnah. And with that statement, he argues with the Ramban. He's Tomei on the Ramban. The Ramban in Uchaz Chala quotes from Yerushalmi, the reason why you could be Yotze with Matzah's Orez that has a Tam of Chita is based on a Din Greira. That's the Yerushalmi's Lashon, a Din Greira. That the chita is gorer the orez, it drags the orez and somehow overpowers the orez and makes it an isas chita, and that's what allows you to be yotze yachiv of matzah with this isa. Greira, midin greira, it's not based on tam ke'ikar, it's rather based on a different din. The Rosh says, I don't understand what the Ramban saying. You don't need the din greira to tell me that the Isa Sarah actually turns into an Isa Schita. For that, the regular din of Tam Keker will tell me that since the Heter is Nefach Lios Isser, so the Orez is Nefach Lios Schita. It's the same thing. So what do you need the din greater for? Zakhtar Rosh, you need the din greater for a different halacha. Because there really are tzvei dinim in the concept of matzah. The matzah both has to be made out of one of the chameshes miyadava, and the matzah has to have the potential to be boli dechimus. Two different halachas. Says the Rosh, even if the Din of Tam Keker will tell me that I have an Isas Chita here, but it's still Oris. Since physically it's still Oris, even if halachically it's treated as Chita, so it doesn't have the potential to be Bali Dechimots. It can't rise, because Oris is not going to be Bali Dechimots, according to most Tanoi. It's not going to be Bali Dechimots. So I need the Din Greira for the Chita to overpower the Oris so that there'll be the potential for this Isa to be Bali Dechimots. Now, Shmartam is a matzah, you'll be Shomer the matzah from being Bali Dechimots, it'll be a Kasher matzah. So says the Rosh, what's the Ramban saying that the reason why this Isa's Oris is Ksheira for the Din of Matzah is because of a Din Greira? No, the Din Greira is necessary for Zaita the issue. Meaning, even if I have one of the Chameshes Miyadogan over here in the Isa, that's what the Isa is composed of, but the fact is, it has to have the potential to be Boli Dechimots. And this Isa Sarah, since the Mitzios, since physically it's not made out of Chita, so therefore it can't be Boli Dechimots. That's why I needed in Greira to make it Boli Dechimots. Quite an assumption of the Rush, because there are some Achronim that want to say that the Din of Boli Dechimots is just a way of describing the Min. It's just a way of describing, do you have the Min of Chameshes Miyadogan here? Or not. It's not that they're tzvei din. The Rosh assumes that there are two different halachas. I need the min of chameshes in yadagan, and I also need the potential of boli dechimus. So he says the din of greira is just coming to solve the second issue. So what's the Ramban saying that no, tam ke'ika doesn't mean that heter is nefach liosisser. Of course it means heter nefach liosisser. Even if it has the potential of boli dechimus, I still need the isa to be one of the chameshes in yadagan. The din of tam ke'ika tells me that it's one of the chameshes in yadagan. So that's exactly why that can be yotze with this isas oriz. What comes out from the Rosh is that Rabbi Natan's statement that heta nefach lios issa based on tam ke'ikar, That might be not only a statement lechumra, that now if I have a tarobes issa beheter with the tam ho issa was nosin tam into the tarobes. The issa was nosin tam into the tarobes. Now it's enough to eat just the kezias of the tarobes to get malchus. It's also a statement lechula. It's not only lechumra, it's also a statement lechula that if I have an issa sores but I have a tam of chita in that issa sores, I can yotze machiv of matzah. That's not a chumra, that's a kula. Quite a big kush. So who denies this halacha that even if you'll say tam keker daraisa, but the iser, the heter is not nefach leos iser? The Ramban. Ramban apparently assumes that even if tam keker daraisa, the heter is not nefach leos iser, so without a din of gerera, I can't be yotze with this isa sores. The Rashba, in his Chidushim Techulin on Tzarichas Amidbeis, has quoted this from the Ravid as well. That the Ravid takes Rabbeinu Tam's approach that tam keker daraisa, but yet he writes, the Rashban quoting the Ravid, he says, "She'im ho issa nasan tam bepulo v'yesh bo kezayis v'chdechi les pras, kevon de ka'ochel kezayis min ho issa loke olav." The Ravid says, if you eat a kezayis on the issa, then you can get malchus. What's the Ravid clearly assuming? The heter is not nefach leos issa. Rabbi Natan would say, kevon she'ochel kezayis min ha'tarobes loke olav. So the Ravid is agreeing with the Ramban that even if tam ke'ika deraisa from the Rashba, it's clear that the Ravid agrees in tam ke'ika deraisa. Even if tam ke'ikah daraisa, we won't go so far as to say that the heter is nefach leos iser. No. Tam ke'ikah daraisa means that if you eat the kezias of the iser, it's only tam. That's the chiddush. I'm only eating the tam ho iser in the tarobes. I'm not eating the gufa iser be'en. I'm only eating the tam ho iser in the tarobes. I can still get malchus for that tarobes, but I have to eat a kezias of the iser. It's not enough to eat just the kezias of the tarobes. I actually have to eat a kezias of the iser because the heter is not nefach leos iser. So these are the extremes. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Nachman Cohen assume that tam keker daraisa means that the heter is nefach leos iser. The Ramban and the Ravid argue, and they claim that even if tam keker daraisa, the heter is not nefach leos iser. There was a question. Moshe, yep, yep. Yeah. But you don't have to dance with Bechel Espras. Okay, but he doesn't say that, so it doesn't seem like that's a distinction that the Ramban is holding up. Benji? Yes. With this mixture, does it still retain the status of the orders? Is it not possible because of this order? Mm-hmm. Shut the kasha. I don't know. I have to think about that. It's quite an interesting. That's a kula? That's a kula? You're saying if I say heter nefach leos iser, it'll turn out to be a kula because it's not orez at all. It's not orez.
No, it's not orez.
I don't know. But mitzias, it still is orez, but halachically it doesn't have a din orez. I could hear some people saying maybe it's mutter to eat it. That's what you meant with kula, right? If I took a neder, that I have to eat ores, that I won't eat ores.
No,
if
you
take a
neder, you have to eat ores. It's still retained.
So I can be mekayim my neder. Okay, whatever, either way. I could hear someone saying that if I had the nefach leos iser, so then I'll pidin, it's not viewed as ores anymore. So if I took a neder to eat ores, I can't be mekayim my neder that way. And if I took a neder not to eat ores, I'm not eating ores, I'm really eating chita. Quite an interesting idea. But lechara, what's the difference between that and matzah? If I need one of the chameshes mina dagon in the isa, so do I have chameshes mina dagon? Tell me, do I have it? I have a ton of chita. I don't really have chameshes mina dagon here, but the halacha says I do have it. Right? Halachic legal fiction, what are they calling it? Right? The halacha determines what the metzias is, what the halachic metzias is. So even if the facts, the physical facts, if a scientist would come and examine this particular isa, he'd say it's rice. But we tell him it's rice, but alpidin it is chita. So if alpidin is chita, lechar legabe nedarim as well, it should be defined as chita, not as oris. Yes.
You can go with, if you're using tanker bakula, I mean lechar has tam oris also. I mean I know it's oris and you don't need the tam, but it has really tam both. You can use it both ways.
He's saying, even if you have the tam of chita in it, that just means you don't have shishim in the ores to be mevatel the tam of chita. That doesn't mean that you don't have tam of ores in there as well. So the fact that I have tam of chita, that's enough to be yotzei machiv of matzah, but since I still have a tam of ores, maybe legabe nedarim it would be different. You hear, Benji? It's a good horror. Okay, let's go by. Yes?
Should this not be called ikar katam?
No, this is tam. We're discussing the tam. The question is, does it have the status of the ikar, like when the ikar is omid v'nikar ben? That's what Tom Kegan means. So this nafka, this issue, I should say, whether tam ki ikka deraisa means that the heter is nefach lios iser or not, has ramifications not only for how much of the tarovas you have to eat, whether you have to eat a kazayas of the tarovas or it's enough, or it's necessary to eat the kazayas of iser, it also has relevance to another halacha. You see, vis-a-vis matzah, it doesn't really have relevance because Ramban has a way of explaining that Mishnah. It's not a nafka mita lemaisa. It's machlokas how to understand that Mishnah. How can I be yotze with that isas oriz? Is it only based on the din of Gerera or the tzvei din? And you need both the din of Gerera and the din of tamke ikar to explain that particular Mishnah. It's not a nafka mita lemaisa. But it is a big nafka mita lemaisa. How much of the tarevis do I have to eat? Do I have to eat a kazayas of the iser? Is it enough to eat a kazayas of the tarevis? But there's another nafka mita some achronim point out, and that's vis-a-vis a different halacha. The sister halacha to this koral of tamke ikar, and that is hetem mitzdarif le'isim. The Gemara Psochim there on Daf Mendal talks about whether hetem mitzdarif le'isim. At one stage in the Gemara assumes Rabbi Akiva does not learn from Mishras the tamke ikar, but rather he learns that hetem mitzdarif le'isim, which is much more expansive than tamke ikar. What does hetem mitzdarif le'isim mean? That's a big machlokas harishon. Rashi and Psochim, in several places, and then Gilal Amid Beis, as well as Mandalad Amid Beis, Rashi writes that Hetem Mitztarif L'Issa means that if I have a Chatzi Zayas of Chalev, and a Chatzi Zayas of Basar, and I Basar Kshera, and I eat them together, even if they're not Nivla Uzemi Zeh, they can be Mashlim each other. So if I have a Chatzi Zayas of Chalev, and then a Chatzi Zayas of Kosher meat, right? Something Kosher. I'm only really eating a chatzis zayis of iser. Rashi holds that if you agree with this klal of hetem mitztarif le'iser, they'd be mitztarif zeba zeh, and you can get malchus for that achila, even though I only really ate a chatzis zayis of chaylev. Tosus on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis Sochin is so troubled with this Rashi. He says, how could it be? How could it be without a bleel, without any absorption from the iser to the heter, I could say hetem mitztarif le'iser and I'll get malchus for eating this? How could it be? The Balamor and the Ramban and Milchamas Hashem on that sugya have a similar machlokas. The Balamor takes the position of Rashi that hetem mitztarif le'isa means even without a belia, as long as I have a maisa achila of heta with isa together and I have a full shear between the two of them, I can get malchus. The Ramban says like Tosfos, it can't be. Without a belia, there's nothing to talk about. Even hetem mitztarif le'isa will not kick in unless I have a belia. But if I have a belia, so then the rule of hetem mitztarif le'isa does kick in. So what's the machlokas? Why did Rashi feel so compelled to be mechadesh his shita that hetem mitztarif le'iser can even apply if you don't have any kind of a belia? Tosfos is right. Without a belia, how can I get malchus for eating kosher meat? Part of the shear is in kosher meat. So how can I get malchus for that? The Bechana Wasserman in his Kovet Shiurim at the Psachim in Os Kuf Ayin Dalet explains that maybe Rashi and Tosfos are disagreeing about the nature of the din of tamke ikar, because the nature of the din of tamke ikar relates to hetem mitztarif le'iser as well. Rashi assumes that tamke ikar means that the heter is nefach lios iser, as he says himself on Daf Mendalad Amid Beis, as we pointed out. Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, who holds the tamke ikar deraisa, Rashi says, is avik kule iser, heter is nefach lios iser. So because Rashi felt that tamke ikar means the heter is nefach lios iser, that's why Rashi felt compelled to say, that if you'll tell me Rabbi Akiva holds that from Mishras we don't learn Tam Ke'ikah, but rather Hetem Mitztarif Le'Isser, that has to be a case in which there is no Belia of Isser in the Hetem. Because if there would be any kind of a Belia of Isser in the Hetem, if there would be Tam of Isser in the Hetem, Teipuk Le'ya, Tam Ke'ikah. Why do I need the Chiddush of Hetem Mitztarif Le'Isser? Teipuk Le'ya, Tam Ke'ikah. So it must be Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush of Hetem Mitztarif Le'Isser is where there's no Belia. I just have a maisa achila of isser v'heter together. I'm eating the isser v'heter together. The fact that they're joining together in the maisa achila, Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is that also can be mitzdareif, and you can get malchus. Still a tremendous chiddush, but we understand where Rashi came from. Rashi had to be mechadish this halacha that heter mitzdareif l'isser means that I'm eating isser with heter with no belia between the two of them, because he understood that tam ki'ikah meant that the heter is nefach lios isser. So the heter is nefach lios isser. If I have a belia, if I have tam inside the heter, so what do I need the halacha of heter mitztarif le'isser? Teipuk lei, tam ke'iker. So the whole thing is isser. Of course, it's all mitztarif together to the shir. Tosfos must have been assuming that tam ke'iker does not mean heter nefach lios isser, not like Rabbi Natan. So Tosfos. Tosfos and Psachim and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis was assuming like whom? Like the Ramban, like the Ravid. They were assuming that Tam Tiega doesn't mean had to nechach liosisim. So that's why they felt, why are you jumping off the roof? Why are you being mechadesh Rashi that had to mitzvah liosisim means that there's no tam? Even if there's no tam, they're going to be mitzvah together with the Maisa Achila. That's a tremendous chiddush. You'll tell me, but Teipuk Leh, Tam Kiika? No, it's not Teipuk Leh. I still need the din of Het and Mitzvah Le'Isser for a case in which I don't have Kezayis B'Chnei Achilas Pras, for a case in which I don't eat a Kezayis of the Isser. Right? If Tam Kiika doesn't tell me that Het and Nefach Le'os Isser, so Het and Mitzvah Le'Isser is going to teach me Chidushin, even if I have a Bliya of Isser in the Hetan. Because even if I have that bli of Isser in the Heter, even if I have the Tam HaIsser in the Heter, I still will not say that you'll get Malkus if you eat a Kezayis of the Taroves. You should have to eat, based on Tam Ke'ikah, you should have to eat a Kezayis of Isser. Comes the Halach of Heter Mitzvah for Isser and tells me, no, even if I don't eat a Kezayis of the Isser, I only eat a Kezayis between the Isser and the Heter, it's enough to get Malkus. Or, from the rule of Tam Keik, I wouldn't necessarily know that if I don't have Kezayis Isser Bechtech Les Pras, I would get Malkus over here. Comes the rule of Hetem Estarif Le'Isser, it tells me that I'll get Malkus even if I don't have Kezayis Bechtech Les Pras. So there are Chidushim that Hetem Estarif Le'Isser is going to teach me above and beyond Tam Keik Adaraisa. But Rashi perhaps assumed that Tam Keik Adaraisa means that the Heter is Nefach Le'Os Isser. So Rashi says, if that's the case, it's such a strong halacha that what is Hetem Mitztarif Le'Isser teaching me? It must be teaching me even if I don't have Tam HaIsser. If I don't have Tam HaIsser in that Heter, but it's completely separate. It's just Mitzur from the Maisa Achila, that's still enough to get Malkus. So that's another nafkamina, in terms of Lumdus at least. I mean, we talk about passing the Heter is not Mitztarif Le'Isser, so it's not going to help us in terms of the Maisa, but it's another very important nafkamina. In the sheet, this is whether I assume Tam Keika means that the Heter is Nefach Leos Isser or not. Okay, so far we've mentioned four sheetas, right? Rashi, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Chaim Cohen, and the Ramban writers. Okay, let's move on to a fifth sheet, the Ramban. So we mentioned last week that the Ramban holds the Tam Keika the Rabbanon, like Rashi. Now that is true. The Radvaz and the Kesem Mishnah both claim that the Ramban holds the Tam Keika the Rabbanon. Chaim Avoloma Masho. Ein lokan alav means midrabanan. But the Mefarshim point out that the Ran does hold Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa in certain cases. The Ran also says similarly, that Tam Ke'ikah could be Daraisa in certain cases, but if you're lacking the conditions, that's when the Ran agrees to Rashi, and he'll say that that's what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind when he said the time of Lama Masho is Ein lokan alav. He meant not that it's an Issa Daraisa, he meant it's only midrabanan. So the Rambam holds both. The Rambam holds Sveidinim. Right? There's a Tam Ke'ikah Derabanan and there's a Tam Ke'ikah Deraisa. So where does he hold a Tam Ke'ikah Deraisa? If you look carefully at the Rambam in Macholos Asuros, Perek Tezvos, the first couple of halachas, Aleph to Gimel, what comes out of the Rambam is the following. That the Rambam says that Taimo Mamosho, when does Rabbi Yochanan say the Tam Ke'ikah Deraisa? That's where you satisfy the following two conditions. First of all, you have to have a Kezayis Issa B'chdei Achilas Pras. And secondly, you have to eat the whole pras. That's what the Rambam holds. If you have a Kezayis Issa B'chdei Achilas Pras and you eat the whole pras, then Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa and you'll get Malkus. If you don't have, if you're missing one of these conditions, so then we hold the Tam Ke'ikah Derabanan, not only won't you get Malkus, there's no Issa Daraisa either. What's the Rambam saying? How's he holding it? So the Rambam takes Rabbi Chaim Cohen's approach that the Chalos Din of Tam Ke'ikah requires the ratio of Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. But whereas Rabbi Chaim Cohen went the full 9 yards, he says that if you have the Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, then the Heter is Nefach Leos Isser, and even if you only eat a Kezayis of the Taroves, you can get Malkus. The Rambam didn't go so far. The Rambam says that if all you have is Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, but you only ate a Kezayis of the Taroves, you're not going to get Malkus. Right? The Rambam does not say Heter Nefach Leos Isser, even in his Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa. Notice. The Rambam does say that there is a Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa category, but it's not Heter Nefach Leos Isser. That's why he holds that you need to satisfy both criteria. First of all, you need the ratio of Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, but you also have to eat the whole pras. You have to eat a full pras, because if you have a Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, then if you eat the whole pras, what are you eating? A Kezayis of Issa. And the Rambam holds that heter is not nefach lios iser, even within tam ke'ikir daraisa. So that's why you have to satisfy both of these conditions. This is the fifth sheet. Yes?
Why would you have to
build a pras? If you only eat a whole pras, there's more than one pras in this tarovis, but if you don't eat a whole pras, you're not going to eat it because iser viser.
So you can have a ratio in this mixture, right, but yet only
You wouldn't know. It's all mixed up. I imagine it's mixed up evenly. If it's not mixed up evenly, then the Isser is nikar va'omid be'en. It's not going to be. There's nothing to talk about. It's not going to be bottle.
Theoretically, you wouldn't have that whole process.
No, but we wouldn't be able to give him malchus because it would be hasgra sofek. I don't know. We wouldn't know for sure that he'd be eating a full kedai system. Yes, Josh.
Why does Rambam have to be saying tamper kedaris? Can he just hold that nimula is considered mamasho,
Right, but okay. Right, but I'm just saying that nimoach, that actually happens to be what the Rambam holds. But nimoach, the gufa iser is not be'en; it still is dissolved. So even so, that's another way of saying that's a kind of tam. I mean, the extreme is that if the gufa iser is omed v'nikar be'en, so of course you can get malchus because you're eating gufa iser. What you're basically saying is the Rambam really holds that if the iser is only nimcha, that's like gufa iser is there. Right? It's not just time. Okay.
I mean, the preacher says that it's close to the Rambam.
Okay. Okay, fine. I think if you look at the Kesef of Mishnah, I think he explains that that's what the Rambam holds. He holds that time. In one part, the Kesef of Mishnah says the Rambam holds like Rashi. And in some other part, he says, and you know, the Rambam holds that time kicker that writes this. It's like the Kesef of Mishnah associates himself from one point to the other. The answer is no. There are cases in which the Rambam will hold Tam Keikah Daraisa, sometimes he doesn't hold Daraisa. So I'm working with the Gezer Mishnah. I think it's the Gezer Mishnah who says this. Okay, there are different ways of looking at the Rambam. But either way you slice it, the Rambam seems to say that if you don't have Kezayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, or if you don't eat the whole Pras, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's not even an Issa D'Raisa. Forget about the Malkus. He holds it's mutter min haTorah. How could that be? The chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. The Rambam denies the issa chatzi shir. Why does it matter that you have a kezayis bechdei achilas pras or not? Who cares whether you eat the full pras? It's still a chatzi shir. So that's what prompted a lot of achronim to say that maybe the Rambam takes the approach of some of the Rishonim that chatzi shir is only aser if it's omid be'en. But if it's betarobas, there's no good chatzi shir. This, the Prima Godim and his Akadoma, Tilchas Tarovis, as well as the Sefer Minchas Kohen. Minchas Kohen is a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. I neglected to mention it in the meeting that we had before the year, before the first Chabura. Minchas Kohen is such a beautiful Sefer that the Prima Godim and his Akadoma to Tarovis, he says, the Baal Sefer Minchas Kohen, Hifli Lasos, he did such tremendous work, I'm just mashlim whatever he did, or I'm just going to embellish what he did. So the impression you get is that you got to read the Sefer Minchas Kohen before you get started. You got to look at the Prima Godim after you look at the Minchas Kohen. Minchas Kohen is an amazing, amazing Sefer, and it was written a long time ago. It's not like a modern Sefer, and yet it organizes and charts out all of Hilchas Tarovis. It's mamish an amazing Sefer. I recommend it highly, and it came out in a new printing a number of years ago. So you should try to get it in a new printing. A big Sefer with nice tables in the back. Different pictures and other things. It's not bedtime reading, but it's definitely enjoyable, and he does a great, great job. So he and the Prima Godin, the Stipler, and many others suggest that maybe the answer to the Rambam is the Rambam might hold that Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah only if it's Omid Be'en. But if it's B'Taroves, if it's mixed up in a Taroves, then Chatzi Shir is not going to be an Issa D'Raisa. Why? What's the difference? So the Chafetz Das in Simen Kuv Dalet Sukkot Aleph explains, based on the Chacham Tzvi, the famous Chacham Tzvi that says the reason why Chatzi Shir is an Issa D'Raisa is because Ach Shevei La'Achila. Chatzi Shir, what's a Chatzi Shir? That's a Shir Choshev? No. But if you eat the Chatzi Shir, you show that you have a Chashivas for that. You have you consider that a Shir Choshev. So because you consider it a Shir Choshev, it's an Issa D'Raisa for you. Claims the Chavetz Das based on this, we can understand why. But Tarobis is always a Chatzi Shir. If you're eating the Chatzi Shir in a Tarobis, so you're not eating it for the Chatzi Shir of Isser. You're eating the Tarobis because there's a lot of Heta there. So you could say, Ach Shevei La'Achila. You're Machshev the Chatzi Shir. You're Machshev the Chatzi Shir. You're eating it as part of the bigger Tarobis. There's a lot of heter there. If there wouldn't be the heter, if there'd only be the chatzi shir, then maybe you wouldn't eat the chatzi shir. You don't care about the chatzi shir. You want to eat the whole tarovis. So maybe the issa derais of chatzi shir won't apply the tarovis because you're not really eating the chatzi shir l'shem the chatzi shir. You're eating it because it's only part of the tarovis. So maybe that's why the Rambam says that if you don't have kazayas v'chlei achilas pras, you don't have, or if you're not eating the whole pras, it's mutter min haTorah. It's only an issa derabbanan because the issa chatzi shir won't apply. It's only a tarovis. Let's talk about a sixth shita in Tanke Ikra. There's a group of Rishonim that assume that even if you have Kazayas Bechei Achilas Pras and Tanke Ikra Daraisa, you're still not going to get Malchus. You have a Kazayas Issa Bechei Achilas Pras, Tanke Ikra Daraisa, but still you're not going to get Malchus. Time of Loma Masho Ein Lokan Alav doesn't mean Midrabonim. And it doesn't mean where you don't have a Kazayas Bechei Achilas Pras. No, even if you have a Kazayas Bechei Achilas Pras, you're still not going to get Malchus for eating that Tarovis. Even if you eat a Kazayas of Tam, you're still not going to get Malchus. A whole group of Rishonim assume like that. They say the time of Olam HaMashu doesn't mean there's no Issa Daraisa. It means there's no Malchus, but there still is an Issa Daraisa. How could there be an Issa Daraisa? What's the Issa Daraisa based on? So there are three different approaches that the Rishonim have, three different answers to this question as to why you're not going to get Malchus. The Rashba quotes from the Ri and the Ravid. This is the Rashba in Tzadiches on the base in Chulin. The Rashba quotes from the Ri and the Ravid that maybe even if Tam Keikah Daraisa by time of Lama Moshe, you're not going to get Malchus. Why? Because it's Domi L'Chatzi Shir. Tam, it's not a full Isser. It's only like Chatzi Shir. It's awesome in a Torah, but you're not going to get Malchus for it because it's not as strong as the Gufo Isser. It's a weakened kind of Isser. So if you're not going to get Malchus, it's awesome in a Torah. It's an Isser Daraisa. But you're not going to get Malchus for it. The Baal HaMoor and Psochim, and the truth is, the Ravid also mentions this idea in the middle of that Rashba, but this is known as the Sheet of the Baal HaMoor and Psochim. The Baal HaMoor and Psochim says the reason why you're not going to get Malchus, even if it's an Issa Daraisa, is because Ein Onshe Min Adin. How do we know Tam Ke'ikr? The Gemara and Psochim says, we learn it from Mishras. This is the first Mokr in the Gemara and Psochim on Mem Balan Aveis. It's learned from Mishras. And how do I know that in Kol HaTorah Kula, not only in Yisurei Nozir Tam Ke'ikr, Kal V'chomer from Yisurei Nozir. Zok the Baal HaMoor, if it's not that of Kal V'chomer, Ein Onshe Min Adin, I can't get Malchus for that Nisr. It could be awesome in a Torah, but I'm not going to get Malchus for it. That's sheet number two. And Tosis and Chulin and Daftzari Chesam and Beis quotes from the Rimur lines, the famous Shita, that the reason why Tam Ke'ikr, you're not going to get Malchus on, is because it's learned from Giulei Nochem, it's just an Isser Asim. That's another mocha that the Gemara Pesachim has. The Tam Ke'ikr is learned from Giulei Nochrim, Giulei Midyon, the Pasuk and Parashas Matos. Kol davar sheyavo bo'esh, tavir bo'esh v'toher. Zok the Rimi or lines that if Tam Ke'ikr is learned from Giulei Nochrim, it's only an Isser Asay. Can't get Malchus for an Isser Asay. Can only get Malchus for a laugh. Rabbi Yatam responded, he says, what's the Rimi or lines saying that it's only an Isser Asay? It's an Isser Asay. The Torah has a pasuk tavir ba'esh v'toher, but once there's this isra say a hadre li isura kama. Why shouldn't I return tam li isura kama to the isra of the ikar? Moshe l'kach, Rabbeinu Tam says by psulei mukdoshim, we know that there's an isra of giza v'avod in kachim. What happens if the carbon, if the behema gets a mum? So it's not psulei mukdoshim. So there's still an Isser of Giza Vavoda, but it's learned out of a different pasuk. It's not learned out of Losava B'char Sharecha, Losavos B'char Tzonecha, but rather it's learned from Tizbach V'yachalta Bosar. So Tizbach V'yachalta, Tizbach V'lo Giza V'yachalta V'lo Savo, that's an Isser Asay. But yet you get Malchus for Sulim of Doshim. How could that be? Hadrili Sura Kama. Is that the Rabbeinu Tam? Tam Ke'ikr is the same thing. Even if you'll learn Tam Ke'ikr from Giulei Midyon, we should still say a hadri li sura kama, that we're returning Tam Ke'ikr. We're saying that once I know the din of Tam Ke'ikr, we throw it back to the Ikr ha'isr, and if the Ikr ha'isr is asa belav, so then Tam Ke'ikr should also be asa belav, and you should get Malchus for that belav. So there are three approaches as to how we can explain that you'll get Malchus, that there'll be an Issa Daraisa for Tam Ke'ikr, even if you're not going to get Malchus. There's an Issa Daraisa without Malchus. Either because it's Dami L'Chatzi Shir, or because Ein Onshe Min Adin, or because it's only an Issa Daraisa. The Machlokes, the Rimi or lines, and Rabbeinu Tam, is discussed at great length by many of the Achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov in Siman Gimel, Rabbi Chaim in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Parak Tes, Halacha Tes, many of the Achronim asked this question, they raised this question about Tam Ke'ikr. What does Tam Ke'ikr mean? Tam Ke'ikr, the Tam is treated like the Ikr. What does that mean? Does that mean it's literally the same as the Ikr? Well, maybe it's a different halacha, maybe it's a new kind of halacha. What do I mean? Do we assume that Tam Ke'ikr means that the Isser is not batel? Whenever the Tam Ha'isser is nirgash, whenever it can be felt in the Tarobes, so then the Isser was never batel to begin with? The rule of Tam Ke'ikr prevents the Chalos Din Bittel? Or is the Pshat, no, the Natar of the Isser is batel Barov. But Tam Ke'ikr tells me that there's an Isser Chadash, a new Isser called Tam. A new kind of Isser. It's not that the Gufa Isser was never batel, because there still is Tam, but rather, it's an Issa Chodesh. Some want to suggest, maybe from the fact that the Gemara Pesachim has to figure out, how do we know Tam Ke'ikr and Kol HaTorah Kula? Nozir is not enough, so doesn't that indicate that Tam Ke'ikr must be an Issa Chodesh? Because if Tam Ke'ikr just tells me that the Gufa Issa is still here, that it wasn't Batel, so all I need is one Gili Nilsa B'Yalma. I just need a Gili Nilsa to tell me that Tam Ke'ikr, that whenever you have Tam, it's like the Gufa Isser is not Batel. And that should be enough to teach me Tam Ke'ikr and Kol HaTorah Kula. Once I have a Gili Milsa and Nazir, that should be enough for any Isser. The fact that the Gemara works to try to figure out, oh, it's Kal V'Chomer from Nazir, Arlen, Kilayim, and it tries to figure out different Makaros outside the realm of Nazir, that seems to indicate that Tam Ke'ikr is an Isser Chadosh. It is a new kind of an Isser. Obviously, if you assume a Hadre Lisur Kama, then Tam Ke'ikr is not going to be an Issur Chodesh. But if you assume it's just an Issur Asay, so then clearly it's going to be viewed as an Issur Chodesh. So what do some of the other Rishonim and the Achronim say about this issue? So there's a famous Rashba. The Rashba in Chulin, on the Tzarich Hesem Abay, quotes from the Ravid. The Ravid says, the kol hetesh makabal tam min ha'isse v'tam ha'isse nikabal ti'imaso zo hakarosa. That's the famous statement of the Ravid. Ti'imaso zo hakarosa. The te'ima of the Isser is like Hakaras Isser. It's like the Isser is Nikr Va'omid Ve'en. That Ravid clearly seems to imply that Tam Ke'ikr means that there's no Bittl. It's not an Isser Chodosh. It's a Hadri Lissur Kama. It's as if the Gufa Isser is here. And he echoes a similar sentiment later. He says, V'chol Mishras L'Tam Ke'ikr V'gilu Milsa V'yamahu L'shari Surim V'nosin Tam Barov K'man De'ise Ve'ena. The Ravid says that from Tam Ke'ikr you see that the Isser is really here. The Gzeres HaKosev of Mishras is a Gilui Nosa B'Yama to tell me that whenever the Isser is Nosa in Tam, command the Issa Be'enei Dami. That's clearly not an Issa Chodosh. That's the old Isser still here. Some wanted to suggest without this Ravid that maybe from a different Ravid you could be Medayik the other way. Because the Ran in Masechta Avodah Zarah quotes from the Ravid, this is also found in the Hasogas, in Macholos Asuras, Tezvav Yudalid, Perek Tezvav Halacha Yudalid. The Ravid says that if you have something that's Asa B'Hanah, and it's Nosin Tam in the Tarobas, the Tarobas is only going to be Asa B'Achila, not B'Hanah. That's the sheet of the Ravid. Isuri Anah can only create an Isra Achila based on Tam Ke'ikr. Not everyone agrees, but that's the Ravid. So the question is, what's the Ravid saying? If you hold a Hadri Lissur Kama, if you hold a Tam Ke'ikr, it's simply a Gili Milsa, that what? That the Isser Be'en is still here, the Isser is still Omid V'Nikr Be'en. It's not just an Isser Chodesh, but the Isser is really here. So the Isser is here, and the Gufa Isser is Asur B'Hanah, so why based on Tam Ke'ikr is it only Asur B'Achila? So it sounds from that Ravid that Tam Ke'ikr is an Isser Chodesh. It's a new concept. If it's a new concept, it has its own rules. Maybe it only applies to Achila. Maybe it doesn't. It doesn't make a replica of the original Issa. But the problem is, the Ravid that is quoted by the Rashba said that based on Tam Ke'ikr, Timaso Zohakarasa. That whenever you have Tam, it's as if the Gufa Issa is here. It's Mamish Astir in the Ravid. So I thought maybe the answer is the Ravid quoted by the Rashba is the real Ravid. Meaning the Ravid holds that Tam Ke'ikr is not an Issa Chadash. He claims that an Issa Anah will not generate another Issa Anah based on Tam, through its own Tam. That Ravid probably just meant to say the following, that Tam Ke'ikr, the phrase Tam Ke'ikr, talking about Tam, taste is an issue that relates to Achila, not to Hanah. So maybe the Ravid holds, even if Tam Ki Iker is just a Gilui Milsa, that the Isser is still here, but maybe the rule of Tam Ki Iker you can't apply to Yisuri Hanal. You can only apply to Yisuri Achila, because the concept of Tam is an Achila-dika concept. It's a concept that relates to Achila, not to Hanah. So that's why the Ravid felt that even if Tam Ki Iker really brings back the original Isser, it's really a Hadrin Yisuri Kama, and it's just the Gilui Milsa B'Yama that the Isser is still Nikar V'Omid Be'en, it's Omid B'Faneinu, nevertheless it's only going to relate to the Isser Achila. Rabbi Ginnak was medayek from a note of Yehuda that's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. This, if you want to look it up, this is in Shiurei Harav and page Resh Ayin, Ha'ora 35. That's a Ha'ora that talks a lot about this issue. Rabbi Ginnak felt that the note of Yehuda seems to assume that Tam Ki Iker is an Isser Chodesh, because the Pischei Tshuva quotes him as saying that the principle of Tam Ki Iker will only apply to a lav sheyesh b'malkus, dumya de mishras. Dumya de mishras. Has to be similar to mishras. Just like mishras is a lav, v'chol mishras anavim lo yishteh. So the Yehuda says, any case of Tam Ki Iker, whenever we're going to apply the principle of Tam Ki Iker, it has to be a lav, it has to be a lav sheyesh b'malkus. If it's a lav sheyesh b'malkus, like, for example, chol of tameh, a lav she ain't bo malchus, the klal of Tam Ki Iker will not apply. Rabbi Ginnak thought, you have to assume, though the Yehuda felt that Tam Ki Iker is an Isser Chodesh, because the Tam Ki Iker is just a Gilui Milsa B'Yama, that the original Isser is here. So why does it matter whether it's a lav she ain't bo malchus or a lav she ain't bo malchus? Why do I have to link it up to Mishras? But if Mishras is a gzeres hakosuv, a nu halacha, that Tam Ki Iker is an Isser Chodesh, so Tam Ki Iker is going to be limited by that Gzeres HaKosuv. If Mishras is a lav sheyesh b'malkus, so maybe all the applications of Tam Ki Iker will be limited by that Gzeres HaKosuv as well. What do we have? So we have a Ravid, right? The Ravid talked about Yisuri Hanah. The Behuda talked about Tam Ki Iker by lav sheyesh b'malkus. Yeah. The Achronim want to explain a Rambam based on this Lumbus as well. But this will close. The Rambam in Ilchas Chametz Umatzah, Paragalaf Halacha Vav, writes that if someone eats a Tarovus of Chametz with Pesach, he's not Chayav Koris. He's not Chayav Koris for that Tarovus. But he gets Malkus if he eats a Tarovus, he eats from the Tarovus, if there's Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras in that Tarovus. If there's a kezayis bechdechilas pras in tarovus, then he'll get malchus, and presumably the Rambam Lishitasa would assume that you have to eat a full pras. The Rambam says that if you eat a tarovus chametz on Pesach, you will get malchus if you eat a kezayis bechdechilas pras. If there's a kezayis bechdechilas pras in tarovus, but the Rambam says you get malchus because of the pasuk kol machmetzes lo sochelu. That's the mocker, that if you eat a tarovus of chametz with Pesach, if there's kezayis bechdechilas pras in tarovus, you get malchus. So the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam echoes this shita, the Rambam writes this both in Chametz Matzah Alevav and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lo Saseh Kuf Tzariches. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs asks two kashas. He says, if you have a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, so the regular din of Tam Ki Iker that's said in Kol HaTorah Kula should apply to Chametz. So why does the Rambam need the gzeres hakosuv kol machmetzes to be marbet tarovus chametz, to be marbet is iser? Paper cloy, Tam Ki Iker the Raisa in Kol HaTorah Kula. The ode, the Ramban asks, if there's the din of Tam Ki Iker here, so why shouldn't he be Chayiv Kores? The Rambam says you're not going to be Chayiv Kores if you eat a Tarovus of Chametz on Pesach, even if you have a Kazayas Bechdechi Les Pras. So why shouldn't you be Chayiv Kores? First of all, why does the Rambam need the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu to teach me Tarovus of Chametz? Typically, Tam Ki Iker Daraisa. Even the Rambam admits that if you have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, Tam Ki Iker Daraisa. And secondly, if the din of Tam Ki Iker should apply, so then you should even be Chayav Kores. Why should you only be Chayav Malkus? So the Ramban says the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes must be teaching me Tarovus Chametz where you don't have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu is telling me even if you don't have kezayis bechdei achilas pras, that's the chiddush of that pasuk. But the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam says that kol machmetzes lo sochelu is teaching me tarovus al chametz even if you have kezayis bechdei achilas pras. So what's the Rambam saying? So some of the notes that came on the Rambam, the Megillas Esther and his comments on the Sefer Mitzvahs, Nechas Kohen, and Shar HaTarel v'schelek Aleph Perek Vav. The Kesef Mishnah also seems to allude to this in Chametzu Matzah. They all suggest maybe the Rambam meant the following. The Rambam understood that Tam Ke'ikar, Taka, if you have Kezayas Bechberechu Las Pras, then the din of Tam Ke'ikar, the Raisa will kick in. And the Rambam assumed that Tam Ke'ikar is not an Issa Chodash, but rather a Hadre Lisa Rakama. Tam Ke'ikar means that the Gufa Issa was never Botel. The original, we treat it as if the original Issa is still here. But the Rambam felt that the Pasuk of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu is teaching me a new Chiddush, that even if a hadre li surakama, it's not a hadre le'inyan isakaris. That's what the Rambam felt. Really, the Rambam understood that tarovis of chametzu pesach, the reason why you can't eat this tarovis and you'll get malchus, is based on tam ke'ikar. But the reason why he had to mention kol machmetzes lo sochelu, a new pasuk, is because the Rambam felt that kol machmetzes lo sochelu teaches me that the din of a hadre li surakama in tam ke'ikar only applies to a lav, to the lav shavo, not to the karis. The xeris akasim. So it's not that the Rambam is saying that Kol Machmetzes teaches me that you get the Malchus. It's teaching me that you don't get the Kares. But really, the regular din of Tam Ke'ikar does apply over here. This is what the Achronim suggest to try to explain the Rambam. Really, he holds a Hadri V'Yisur Kama. The Tam Ke'ikar is not an Issa Chadash. It really tells me that the original Issa still is here. But the Pasuk of Kol Machmetzes tells me that only applies for the Malchus. Doesn't apply for a Chiyuv Koris. So that's exactly why the Rambam holds that in Tarovis Chametz Pesach, even if you have Kezayis Bechlei Achlas Pras, you might get Malchus for that Tarovis, but there will be no Chiyuv Koris. Let me just add one more point. Okay? For exactly 30 seconds. Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Chesiv Beis Paskin is what? Tam Ke'ikar Daraisa. Which version of Tam Ke'ikar Daraisa? Rabbein Otam. Why? How do we know that? Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say whether Tam Ke'ikar Daraisa applies only if you have Kezayis Bechlei Achlas Pras, or even if you don't. So that's what prompts the Gaon in the Bir Agra and Sivkot Nechas to say the Shulchan Aruch is the purest. He follows Rabbi Natan completely. He assumes that Tam Ke'ikar Daraisa, whether you have a Kezayis Bechlei Achlas Pras, a ratio of Kezayis Bechlei Achlas Pras in the Tarobes, or not. That's the final psak of the Shulchan Aruch.